And welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, the Coonass and the Redneck, Anthony Gallo and myself, TK, going to have some college football picks for you against the spread. We'll tell you how we did last week. We got some picks for you. Try to win you some money. Don't forget the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge. Always got specials. Always good times. Always good people. Good food. Music on the patio. 7 days a week, they open at 11 a.m. You can get lunch, you can get something to eat at night. Ice House Tap Room, you got to check it out. And the best party bus in Baton Rouge, the Iceberg Limo, holds up to 24 people. Any kind of event you got going, you got to get Iceberg Limo. Connect with them on Facebook or Instagram. Same thing with the Ice House Tap Room. Hey, we're about to give you some football picks. If you like to bet on football, football betting, sports betting is exploding in the USA. The hottest, newest website is meatandpotatoesusa.com. Meatandpotatoesusa.com. College picks, NFL picks for the weekend are posted. You buy a pick. If it doesn't win, you get a free pick until you get a winner. Meatandpotatoesusa.com. All right. Anthony Gallo went 3-1 last week. He's at 56% on the season. Me, TK, I went 2-2 last week. I'm 50% on the season, which is not good, not bad. Anthony's got four picks for you, including a Friday night contest. You want to pay attention to the kickoff time on that. I've got four picks, all Saturday evening college contests. Don't forget to connect on social media. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, and I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Just search for Talking Sports with TK. And if you like to bet on sports, check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. We're going to hear a message from our host, Anchored, and we'll be back. We'll be joined by Anthony Gallo. College football picks coming your way. I'm Tommy Chrysan. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Coach with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Anthony Gallo. As I mentioned, it's time for the Coonass and the Redneck, our college football picks for you. A reminder, Anthony's got a Friday night pick, so you got to pay attention to that. We have rolled into the month of October. Hello, October. September is gone. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Tommy. Kind of overcast here on the coast this morning, but nice weather all in all. And ready for some college football this weekend. Great games coming up.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of rain in the Baton Rouge area in South Louisiana, but football will go on, whether it's high school, college, or pro. All right, Anthony, let's lay down the ground rules. We got some picks for people against the spread, always using the numbers. And last week you went 3-1. You're now 56% on the college football season. That's very good. I went 2-2. I'm 50% on the year, which is not good, but it's not terrible. But our rules, as we've done for many years on the radio and now in the podcast world, is whoever does the best, the other person has to go first. So the first time in a long time, I got to go first with the picks, man. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, either you had a better year than me last year. We tied a bunch of times. And, you know, if I did sneak into the lead last year, you seem to come back strong. So let's see what happens. I had a good week last week. I'm going to try to keep it going.
All right. I got four picks, all Saturday evening picks. Nothing in the morning. I'll go in the order of kickoff. My first game is going to be a 6 o'clock game. I like Texas A&M -7 against Mississippi State. Mississippi State's 2-2 overall, 0-1 on the road. A&M's 3-1, but 2-0 at home. Last year, A&M won this game 28-14. Both teams are 0-1 in conference play, and they need a win. Mississippi State's 1-3 against the spread. This line opened at 9.5. It's moved down to 7.5, and Texas A&M is 5-2 against the spread
in their last seven as a favorite. So I'll take the Aggies and Jimbo Fisher at home against Mississippi State, who did not look good against LSU other than in the fourth quarter. So take the Aggies and lay the 7 points against Mississippi State. My next pick, I'm going to go into the ACC, a 6:30 kickoff. I like Boston College plus 15 against Clemson. Boston College is 4-0, Clemson's 2-2. Clemson's going to be at home, but they're finding out it's tough to replace a first-round draft choice quarterback and running back, and Clemson's 0-4 against the spread this year. Boston College, who I won on a couple of weeks ago, is 3-1 against the spread. This is their first ACC game. Clemson's having a rebuild year, if that's possible, at Clemson. Clemson beat them by 6 points last year. I kind of think Boston College might win straight up, but I'll gladly take 15 points with Boston College against Clemson. Boston College hasn't been tested much this year. This is their toughest opponent on paper, but I'll take the 15 points and Boston College. My third pick, I won on these guys a couple of times this year. 2 weeks ago was the last time. I like Michigan State minus 10.5 against Western Kentucky. Michigan State's 4-0, 2-0 at home, 2-0-2 against the spread in their last four. Western Kentucky, 1-4-1 against the spread. They've lost their last six games against a Big Ten opponent. They're 1-2 this year, 0-1 on the road. I will take Michigan State minus 10.5. I think they win big. My fourth and final pick, I'm going into Tiger Stadium on Saturday night. I like LSU minus 3. That line moved down this morning from 3.5 against Auburn. Auburn has not beaten LSU since 1999 in Tiger Stadium. That's 10 straight for the Tigers. Both teams are 3-1. LSU's 4-0 against the spread in their last four games after a straight-up win. 5-1 against the spread in their last six games in conference play. Auburn, on the other hand, 1-6 against the spread against a team with a winning record. That's an 8 o'clock kick in Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. Auburn's also 2-5 against the spread in their last seven on the road. I think LSU separates in the second half. I'll take LSU minus 3 against Auburn. So recapping my four picks, Texas A&M minus 7 against Mississippi State, Boston College plus 15 against Clemson, Michigan State minus 10.5 against Western Kentucky, and LSU minus 3 against Auburn. Anthony Gallo, again, you went 3-1 last week, 56% on the year. Before we get to your picks, we remind folks about the Ice House Tap Room. They always got some specials going on Airline Highway near Barringer Foreman. Got food specials, drink specials. They got it going on. I was actually in there last night, had a really good crowd. Had a lot of fun. Ice House Tap Room, always good times, always good people, a little bit of music on the patio. And they also have the best party bus in Louisiana with a bathroom on board. It holds up to 24 people. The Iceberg Limo on Facebook and Instagram. Connect with Ice House Tap Room Baton Rouge and Iceberg Limo. And, Anthony, I know when you get back to Baton Rouge, you're probably going to have a cold one at the Ice House.
You know, Anthony runs a great place down there, Tommy, and it's not a slash and burn place, you know. If you go in there, it's a comfortable atmosphere. You want to have a little fun and kick up your heels a little bit, there's a place for that. And they've got the live music out on the patio, but you really enjoy yourself if you go in there. It's a nice, clean atmosphere, and, you know, you just can't beat it. It's they've been really successful. He's been really successful down there. And he's got the party bus. You can see the party bus right there in the parking lot. If it's not rented, it's rented most of the time. But you can go online and rent it. And, you know, if you're looking for a break, looking for something different, or if you're just one of his regular customers, we appreciate it. And I know he appreciates it. But if you're, you know, looking for something different, give him a try. You will not go wrong.
Well, they got really good food. They got good pizzas, quesadillas. They've got chips and salsa. They've got tacos. I mean, really good stuff. Some good appetizers that they have, the smoked tuna dip. I mean, they got some good stuff aside from all the craft beers and everything else you need at the Ice House Tap Room Baton Rouge. So we want you to check that out. All right, Anthony, we are ready for your picks. Again, you went 3-1 last week, 56% on the year. I got the ink pen ready. I'm ready to write down your first weekend of October picks.
Well, Tommy, I'm off the grid a little bit. I know there's some really big SEC games this week, and, you know, I've got one of those picks on the Meat and Potatoes website. But I'm in the Big Ten this week. I've got 3 Big Ten matchups and 1 ACC, and I got the game tonight. So, you know, if you're reading the pundits and the know-it-alls and the websites, I may be going against the grain a little bit here, but we're just trying to pick winners, right? So here I go. My first pick is tonight's game. If you got nothing to do, you want to go down to the Ice House Tap Room and watch it. It's Maryland versus number 5, Iowa, and I'm taking the Terrapins plus 3.5. The Hawkeyes strengthen the defense, and you can bet that they're going to bring it against Maryland. But Maryland can score, and Coach Locksley up there, now he's taking a little tour. I call him Little Tour because I can't pronounce his first name. But now Locksley's taking a little tour, and they've got some offensive power, and their defense is just not that bad. I was going on the road after struggling last week, offensively scoring 24 and giving up 14 against Colorado State, a team that Vanderbilt went on the road and beat. I'm just going to take a shot here at the 3.5, the 3.5. I'm taking Maryland plus the 3.5 versus number 5, Iowa, tonight on TV.
And, again, that's a Friday night game. Make sure you don't miss that kickoff. And as Anthony mentioned, do check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Got some college picks, some NFL picks there. Check out that website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. All right, Anthony, you got 3 more picks to give us. Let's roll.
Well, my next 2, Tommy, are teams of when are they going to stand up? And I'm saying not this week. My next pick is Purdue minus 2.5 at home versus Minnesota. The Gophers, after laying 30 on Colorado, who has turned out to be one of the worst Power 5 teams in the country, they couldn't beat Bowling Green last week. Although they didn't give up any yardage, I think they only gave up 3 yards rushing and still lost the game. You know, Purdue is playing well. They got robbed last year in this game on a bad interference call, or they would have won the game at Minnesota. As I said, they can score a little bit, and their defense is not playing very bad. I'm going to take Purdue on the short line, 2.5, under a field goal at home, and I'm going to bet Minnesota is just shaking their heads after that loss to Bowling Green last week, another one of the worst teams in the country. So, you know, everybody's saying, when are these teams going to stand up? And I think it's this week. Well, I don't. I'm taking Purdue minus 2.5 over Minnesota.
All right, next pick.
And my next pick, Tommy, is when is Wisconsin going to stand up? I don't think Wisconsin can stand up. I'm going to take Michigan minus 2. This game has moved from Michigan favored to Wisconsin minus 2. Am I correct there, Tommy? Yes, I had it wrong on my paper here. It's going to be Michigan plus 2.
Right.
The Badgers were a mess. You know, they blew the Penn State game with a fumble on first and goal where they had won it. They were leading last week Notre Dame early in the fourth quarter till Notre Dame ran a kickoff back, and then they blew them out. I mean, they've got to be shaking their heads. They've got quarterback problems. They've got issues scoring. Michigan has tailed off a little bit from their hot start, but they're still 4-0. I'm taking Michigan plus the 2. Now, this line has moved to full 3.5 points. That means there's money on Wisconsin, and, you know, it's going to be Camp Randall and all that jump around stuff and all that. But I think Michigan goes in there. Might be a close game, but I think they take care of business.
All right, and your fourth and final pick?
I'm going with the total here, Tommy. I'm going with the Wake Forest-Louisville total over 62. Wake Forest has scored at least 35 points in all 4 games. Louisville is seeing an average of 57 points per game and have scored no less than 24 in all of their games. When these two teams match up, the total has gone over 4 of the last 5 between them with an average of 81 points per game. I'm taking the over in this game and the Wake Forest game. Wake Forest are playing really good, and Louisville is also playing pretty good since they lost to Ole Miss. I'm taking over 62 in this game.
All right, Anthony's 4 picks. Friday night contest, Maryland plus 3.5 against Iowa. Moving to Saturday, Purdue minus 2.5 against Minnesota, Michigan plus 2 against Wisconsin, and in the Wake Forest-Louisville game, he likes over the total of 62, over 62. Well, we don't have any duplicate picks there. We got different picks, and, of course, our strong plays at meatandpotatoesusa.com. We'll have to check all of that out, and I know there'll be a crowd watching LSU Auburn out at the Ice House with that 8 o'clock kick. Probably not kick until about 8:10. Hunting season opened this weekend. We're into October, but I think there'll still be a lot of people in college football stadiums.
Hey, Tommy, just for grins, since we didn't pick them, let's out of the sky. Let's pick the Alabama Ole Miss game with that 14.5, and the Georgia game is what, 18. What do you think about Alabama and Ole Miss?
Well, I got that's at meatandpotatoesusa.com.
Oh, so you can't
comment. People got to go buy it and figure out what I did. But I'm pretty sure I got a winner in that pick at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Georgia, Arkansas, I mean, 18.5 points. I mean, three touchdowns. I mean, Arkansas just did the Texas two-step. They beat the Longhorns and they beat the Aggies. Now they got to go into Athens, and Georgia's way better than Texas or Texas A&M. And that's a big number, though. Man, I tell you, I'd have to take 18 or 18.5 points with Arkansas if I was going to play that game.
Well, you know, especially with who knows, the injury to JT Daniels, and the quarterback at Arkansas has got a little injury too. I kind of think that Arkansas's rushing game, of course, Georgia doesn't give up much, but I kind of think that Arkansas's rushing game and defense will keep them in the number. I think Georgia wins this. That's a huge number. On the other game, Tommy, I kind of like Alabama minus the 14.5. If I was playing the game, I would have to buy it down to 14. You know, for those of you listening on these sites, if you're a member of these sites or whatever, for 10%, you can buy half a point. You can buy as many points as you want. It just keeps costing more money. But I'd have to buy it down to 14, and I think that this Alabama defense, even, you know, they weren't the problem in the second half at Florida. It was the Alabama offense. Hopefully they've got those bugs straightened out. But Ole Miss has not seen the defense this good. I'm not sure that the off week last week really helped them. You know, and there's been a lot of external talk with Wilbon and Kiffin and USC and all this kind of stuff. I think Saban's going to have Alabama focused, and I think they're going to cover this spread 17-20 points.
There you go. Again, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey Blossman, who's a big advocate of buying that half a point like you were just talking about, he's always done that. His podcast will be out Friday evening with me with his college and NFL picks. And then, of course, he and I and you and Andy Wells are all a part of meatandpotatoesusa.com. So we encourage folks to go check that out. We think you're going to like it because sports betting is exploding in the USA, and we got meatandpotatoesusa.com to help you out. Anthony, I hope October's a really good month. I know you're going to be busy, but lots of footballs flying around in the air, and we'll visit with you again soon.
Yeah, Tommy, good luck to us. I hope we go 8-0. See you later, buddy.
All right, man, thank you.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.